We're talking with Todd Baughman, of course, from Oklahoma State University, weed specialist. And Todd, you were looking at some of the trials that you've worked on here at the Cattle Research Station, and there's a lot of variety, a lot of different variation as far as the various chemicals that we can use on peanuts and their effectiveness.
Yeah, and that's what it makes it good. It also makes it difficult because it's not just a simple, a Roundup program. We're looking at a total program approach in peanuts to be able to control the weeds that we're dealing with. We've got to start it from the front end with some type of pre-emergence or pre-plant incorporated program. We've got to be strong up front to sell to our general foundation. And then while we do have some post-emergence products, in most cases we've got to add a residual with those to get them through the season. Part of that being because peanuts are a slow-growing crop. They're also that, therefore, you get weeds that emerge throughout the season. So you've got to have that good residual program, not only up front, but throughout the season to keep that where it's not a problem. The other thing with the digging process, you can't have a lot of late emerging weeds, or you can get into some problems with digging as well in peanuts.
Right. You were talking a good bit. I mean, this is not just a peanut problem, but across the board, we've got resistance issues right now that have come in to Oklahoma from some of our neighboring states.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have palmer-resistant pigweed in the state of Oklahoma. We've got it in cotton. We've got it in peanuts, soybeans. The eastern part of the state in soybeans, we've got a real problem there with Roundup-resistant pigweed. In fact, that's the number one weed problem that I work on in soybeans is dealing with that particular problem. And again, it takes setting up a good residual program up front. We were real lucky for a lot of years. We could get by with a couple of shots of Roundup in drilled soybeans and get by. That's no longer the case on most of our fields. And the key is you've got to get ahead up front. If you ever get behind resistant pigweed, you'll never catch up. Because even some of the products that will control pigweeds besides Roundup, timing is much more crucial. We used to be able to kill a 2-foot pigweed with Roundup. With the other post products we have, you've got to be 2 to 4 inches tall in most cases with those products.
You mentioned that one that was kind of sticking up over everything else, that we're not just talking about just a few seeds that a plant like that makes hundreds of thousands of seeds.
Oh, yeah, there's been some documentation with as much as 500,000 seed out of a single pigweed plant. So it can produce a tremendous population that can explode and cover a field in a very short time.
You know, as we look out, you know, forward, what's out there? How do we best deal with some of these weed issues in the days to come? What are you really working with producers to try to get them headed toward?
Well, two things is, one is remembering some of the old technology that we used before Roundup Ready kind of hit the market. Things like Dual, things like Outlook, things like Warrant, those types of product. The old yellow herbicides in a lot of our crops are still a very effective tool to help us management. So bringing those products back, things like metribuzin and soybean has been a real good tool to add with some of those pre-emergence products to help us out. Those are one of the first keys and kind of one of the what I call foundation approaches to managing this weed. The other thing is we do have some new technology on the horizon in a lot of these crops. In cotton and soybean, we've got the dicamba tolerance gene that should be here in the next couple of years. We've also got the 2,4-D resistant cotton and soybeans that is currently the Enlist program from Dow. So both of those technologies are definitely going to be a tool. We've actually got some dicamba tolerant research in soybeans this year, and it looks like a very, very effective tool. The one thing that we see, again, that's going to be the most effective is where we put a residual in combination with that technology rather than going with that technology alone. It helps both from an overall weed control standpoint, and it's going to help us to make sure that we don't get resistance evolved to those compounds as well.
The old idea of don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, hopefully that's the one thing we have learned from the Roundup bust to some degree that we've had. I mean, still an excellent tool on a lot of weeds, but at least on Palmer pigweed, if we would have had a residual program as a part of that, I feel like we wouldn't be dealing with the residual or the resistant problems that we're dealing with now.